On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, good evening to all of you, and welcome to On the Map on this Friday night. Tonight, we're going to explore Hocking Hills, Ohio. Hocking Hills region is Ohio's premier outdoor adventure destination. More than 10,000 acres of breathtaking, unbroken forest provide a variety of activities that make it an ideal destination for the ultimate eco-adventure vacation. And the region is world-renowned for incredible hiking, especially as we dive into fall and the colors to explore. Hocking Hills region is Ohio's premier outdoor adventure destination. And how did it all begin? Well, more than 330 million years ago, the area was relatively level and covered by the waters of the Atlantic. And for millions of years, the ocean's currents deposited immense amounts of sand and gravel. And millions of years later, the ocean receded and the sandy layers bonded with silicate form black hand sandstone that underlies the area. Today, the area is known as Hocking Hills State Park, which consists of six separate areas encompassing 2,000 acres, Old Man's Cave, Cedar Falls, Ash Cave, Conkles Hollow, Rock House, Cantwell Cliffs, and more. And talk about it all is Karen Raymore. She's the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. She joins us in studio on the map. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you. Great
to be back. It's always nice to see you because you really know this place.
Well, it's a great place to know.
It is a great place to know. It is. Well, just to tell folks, like, it's about 45 minutes to an hour outside of Columbus, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's 50 miles southeast of Columbus.
And a drive from here, which you do often.
I do. From depending on where you're starting in Metro Chicago, it can be anywhere from 6 to 7 hours.
It's doable.
But
completely.
And it's very easy. I mean, just, you know, you get on 94, get to 65, straight down I-65. You pick up I-70 in Indianapolis. Head east on I-70, and then there's another four lane that'll take you right in to Hocking Hills.
I love hearing that. So travelers give this region five-star reviews for spectacular scenery, lush forests, soaring rock faces. This is a very special place in the Midwest, isn't it?
It really is, because it doesn't look like a lot of the Midwest. You know, right. And I'm a fan of the flat land,
yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah.
I think that the farmlands are beautiful too.
Yeah.
But this place is really different. It's not what you would expect, because it is very hilly. And your beautiful explanation of the Hocking Hills and how it was formed at the beginning says it all. I mean, it's a very diverse landscape. You've got hills and ravines, the sandstone caves, which are open on the top because it's sandstone.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Which I personally like. I'm not crazy about being enclosed.
Enclosed
spaces. So.
Yeah, me neither.
And it is very well known for hiking. In fact, earlier this year, Whispering Cave, which is the newest attraction within the Hocking Hills State Park, was voted the best hiking trail in the country.
That's amazing. And this is a year-round destination. I mean, there's sometimes you go on vacation and a town pretty much closes down during the off season. I mean, this is beautiful, and there's so much to do year round.
There really is. Yeah. And we've got events that take place year round. Of course, we're coming into one of our most popular seasons, because fall is very popular.
Yeah.
And although we've been in drought like a lot of the Midwest, and we did get some rain from Helene, but probably not enough.
So when will leaves change, you think? Like, what's that?
They're going to change a little early this year because of the drought. So I'm guessing we're typically peak is around October 20th to 25th.
Okay.
It's probably going to be more like October 10th to 15th.
It's funny. I can't believe we're in October already. So I was going to say sometime in October. We are in October.
We are. Yeah, we are there.
There's a couple really cool things before we dive deep into the events happening and the things to explore is, you know, two things is wellness travel and solo travel. Both are on the rise. You know, Hocking Hills has a lot to offer for both.
That's very true. As you mentioned, solo travel is on the rise, and it's a great place. So whatever your comfort level is as a solo traveler, we've got the boutique hotel downtown Logan, which is a great option if you prefer having more people around you. But if you're really looking for that retreat, kind of quiet time, we've got over 1,700 cabins and cottages and lodges that are tucked out into the hills. So you're in your own little wooded area. You've got a nice buffer, if you will, to have that peace and quiet.
But anything you can have the peace and quiet, whether you're glamping or just relaxing and doing a hike, I think that offers all of it, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
And particularly if for people that are able to travel midweek. Mm-hmm. The parks obviously get busy on the weekends for all the obvious reasons, but midweek travel, you can go to Old Man's Cave, which is the most popular of the parks, and you get there on a Tuesday morning, and you've got the place to yourself.
It's amazing.
And that's really the special time.
Before we break, listeners have a chance to win a getaway to Hocking Hills. You can visit the contest page at WGNRadio.com right now and enter to win a three-night stay in a luxury cabin in Hocking Hills with a two-hour pontoon boat rental at Lake Logan Marina, dinner for two and a welcome basket. So there's a lot to offer there.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, here we are. We're talking about Hocking Hills, Ohio. Karen Raymore is the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. Let's talk about the beautiful things to see here. We kind of touched upon them, but there's Ash Cave, Cantwell Cliffs. Let's start with Ash Cave.
Sure. Ash Cave is the largest recess cave east of the Mississippi. It it's a seasonal waterfall, but when the water is flowing, it's about 100 foot.
How long does it go until for the season?
It all depends on rainfall. Okay. Everything depends on rainfall.
Of course. But you can hike that. I mean, there's a lower trail. I mean, there's so many, and it's handicap accessible and easy for kids.
That's the great thing about Ash Cave is it's not a long hike. It's kind of more of a stroll.
Okay.
And it is a nice level trail.
I'd rather stroll.
Yeah. And it's a level trail. So whether you may be in a wheelchair or you have strollers.
Yeah.
A lot of families come to visit. It makes it a really nice hike. And the reward at the end of the trail is this fabulous sandstone cave.
Beautiful. And I know one of the most remote areas of Hocking Hills is Cantwell Cliffs.
Yes.
And there's just amazing views coming from there.
It is gorgeous. It is also, when you hike Cantwell Cliffs, you know you hiked.
Okay, so that one's not a stroll.
That is not a stroll by any stretch. Yeah. It's one of the more strenuous hikes, but it's also one of the most rewarding hikes because the scenery is spectacular.
That's what it's all about. Cedar Falls, surrounded by a beautiful hemlock, steep rock walls, plunges 50 feet down, but one of the most photographed in Hocking Hills.
Yes, that it's one of the waterfalls that... stays active the longest, just obviously where it's positioned and where the runoff from any precipitation goes. So it stays, and it was named Cedar Falls in error. They mistook the hemlock trees for cedar trees.
Interesting.
And they never changed it to Hemlock Falls. So
once it's known, that's what we still call it, the Sears Tower. We're not calling that anything else. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can access it through a trail through either Ash Cave or Old Man's Cave. And Old Man's Cave is this area home that Hermit Richard Rowe owned in the late 1700s?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, it is most popular, most visited of all the parks. And you're absolutely right. Richard Rowe was kind of a hermit, and he and his hounds moved into Old Man's Cave.
Okay.
And the one thing that everyone should realize is never try to break up ice on a trail with a rifle.
Oh.
Because that was his undoing.
His demise. Okay.
There are rumors that if you're in Old Man's Cave at night, although the main parks are closed at night, but the times that people have been in there at night, they say that you can hear the dogs and some moaning. So it's, you know, this time of year.
Perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect for Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, there's a devil's bathtub. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's very photographed because it is really this unique archaeological feature in the park. And it's really cool. But the place where the most people that I have heard report seeing the ghost, it's the lady in white in Ash Cave.
Okay.
And that's, I have not personally ever seen her, but I've talked to several people who swear they have seen her. So she hangs out in Ash Cave pretty much year round.
I love the Halloween tie to all this. Rock House, it's the really only true cave in the park.
Yeah, it's got areas that are more cavernous. And the light does amazing things when it plays off the walls of the rock house area.
Yeah, it looks like a house. It's not a house, but it looks like a house.
And it's also got the nickname of Robber's Roost because over the years, some more colorful characters hit out there. In fact, during Prohibition, that was where bootleggers hung out.
Okay, stashed.
Yeah, stashed yeah, exactly. It's a good place to hide because there's not a whole lot around it.
I like that. No, it's very cool. And then there's Conkle's Hollow Nature Preserve.
Yes, and Conkle's Hollow has actually two trails. The Gorge Trail is also handicap accessible and paved, so great for families, great for anyone with mobility issues. The Rim Trail, we tell everybody, if you're going to take children up there, you don't ever let go of their hand.
Okay.
Because it is, okay, it's high up. It's, you know, it's a sheer drop-off. But you're rewarded with unbelievable views.
And holding onto your children.
Yes, and hang onto your kids.
And hang onto your kids. Moonville Tunnel, kind of a ghost town.
It is. Well, that's another famous haunted area. Many people have reported experiencing the haunting in Moonville Tunnel.
Yeah, especially as it's been, no one's been there, I mean, living there for so long.
Right. It's actually in the Zaleski State Forest, which on a sunny day, the Zaleski State Forest is kind of creepy.
Okay.
So.
Okay, all right. And the fall colors, I mean, this, you talk about a place to be for all of that. This is it. And you've got some fall foliage, like train experiences.
We do. The Scenic Valley Railroad, which goes out of Nelsonville, Ohio, just a little bit south of Logan, Ohio. They have these fall foliage tours. So you get on the train, and it's just a very relaxing, and they're historic train cars. So they take you, you know, for a nice ride, see some fall foliage, enjoy a antique train ride, and then head back to the station.
Okay. And then you've got Grandma Gateway Fall Colors Hike, and that is coming up next weekend. And this is a pretty cool thing to do, I think.
It really is. And it's the woman who it's named after, Grandma Gatewood, was the very first woman to ever hike the entire Appalachian Trail by herself.
Wow.
She did it in 1955. She was 67 years old. She was on the Groucho Marx show. She was on the Today show.
Wow.
She was featured in Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
I mean, she's kind of a big deal. And she was one of the founders of the Buckeye Trail. And her favorite place to hike was Hocking Hills.
Love that.
So the trail from Old Man's Cave that goes all the way to Ash Cave is 6 miles in total. And,
yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the Grandma Gatewood Trail.
Very cool, and that's from 9 to 1 next weekend on Saturday. And then later in the month is a Circleville Pumpkin Show. That's the 16th through the 19th.
That's right. It is billed as the biggest free pumpkin show in the world.
Love that.
And it does. It starts on a Wednesday, runs through the weekend, and really everything you can imagine pumpkin.
Okay.
From a parade to cookies to, if you think pumpkin, and they always have the biggest pumpkin competition.
I saw some of the pictures. It's beautiful the way it's all displayed and everything.
It's a great festival. Really great family fun.
And then Halloween night hike at Ash Cave, which is pretty cool. I think it's the weekend before Halloween. It's from like 7 to 9. So you do get a little bit of a darker experience, spooky lantern hike, kind of, so to speak.
And if you're lucky, you'll see the lady in white.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then there's all kinds of holiday events that happen in December as well that you can't forget about.
We do. Well, it starts with November 1st through December 12th. We have the Hocking Hills Holiday Treasure Hunt. And it's our shops. So you go to collect 6 stamps from different shops. There's usually about 25 to 30 that participate. And they're really unique gifts. So many of them are made by local artists. But then you're entered, you collect 6 stamps, you're entered to win one of 25, 26 different prizes, or the grand prize, which is a getaway for 4 to the Hocking Hills, which is kind of nice. But it's an opportunity to maybe take a little different approach to your holiday shopping and support small businesses.
Well, as I said, too, this place is beautiful year-round.
It really is. In fact, I think that winter is one of our most beautiful seasons.
I love hearing that. Of course, you can rent cabins, cottages, lodges. There's great dining options, too. ExploreHockingHills.com is where you must go to explore this beautiful area. Thanks, Karen, and have a great weekend in Hocking Hills.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. And your time here in Chicago.
I just did the architectural boat tour for the first time in my life, and it was fabulous.
Whether you live here or don't live here, it is the best tour in Chicago.
It is fabulous.
Glad you did that.
Can't speak highly enough.
Glad you did that. Great seeing you.
You too.